I first need to say that how I even got here to doing this video right now, tonight, this evening, I do not have any of the stuff. I don't have my camera. I don't have the cords to connect my mic that is here. So I'm just going with what I have, because if I don't do it tonight, I'm going to set it back even more. And I was meaning to do this video, this podcast, like a week ago. So instead of this being week one, this is instead week two. I've just ended week two of my bachelor in social work. So I think I first wanted to talk a bit about how I got here, how I got to enrolling into a degree in social work, bachelor of social work. If you asked me 2-3 months ago if I thought I'd be going to university, I would have told you absolutely no way. But life had something else in store for me, which I guess inherently got me to enroll. So to give a bit of context and to take this story a little further back, April last year, I quit my full-time job, moved from one side of the country, from WA, Western Australia, back over to Queensland, where I'm originally from. And it was probably the best decision I've ever made, because it was not just, I've come and gone so many times from that place, but this time it was me leaving because I knew I wanted to do something that was more fulfilling. So in that, I thought if I quit my full-time job, move back to Cairns, I am going to be able to work in youth work. I'm going to be able to do something that's a lot more fulfilling, something that is going to be able to help others. And I think I just felt that it was the time. It was the time for me to step outside of this space that I had been in, where I was constantly chasing after things that were predominantly for self as opposed for others or the collective, and moving into this space where I wanted to now give back and take everything, all the parts of me, all the things I had learnt, and instead of just using it for myself, I wanted to be able to utilize that for others in the way of helping and supporting. So I got to Cairns, I started work as a support worker, didn't really know the direction of where I was going to take that, and then it took one afternoon with a very new friend. We went out for a beer and we were talking, and I was really inspired by the things she had to say, and I was expressing myself, and she basically said to me, "You should do social work." And I was like, "Yeah, I think maybe you're right." So I sat with it for a couple of weeks, because I was like, that's a pretty big decision. That's a pretty big commitment to make. So I need to sit with this for once in my life. I actually need to sit with something and before I make the commitment. And so I did. And in doing so, I was like, yeah, I think she's absolutely right. I am going to do this. I am going to pursue this. So I enrolled, and I thought back to my high school years, and I was like, I don't know if I have the qualifications to be able to directly get into this degree, but either way, if I need to take a stepping stone, I'm happy to take a stepping stone. And turns out I was able to just directly get in, which was a blessing. For me, enrolling into social work, I've never fully understood what social work was. During that two-week period of deciding if this was for me, I'd done a lot of research on what social work was, and obviously to see if this was going to be a commitment that was going to be worthwhile and something that I could commit to. And in doing that research, I did find that it resonated so much with the dreams that I had as a young girl. So, which is a pretty powerful drive when it comes to pursuing anything, you know. I think if there is a driving force that stems from a younger version of yourself, then it's almost magnified, as opposed to if it's driving force from a current present situation, which, yeah, I think a lot of the things that we do in life, a lot of our actions inherently come from past versions of ourselves. So some of the dreams that I had as a young girl was, I think I was about 7 years old, and I always envisioned being as rich as Oprah. So I could hire a whole airplane, fill it with coloring books, pencils, crayons, puzzles, sports gear, and then send it off to Africa. Take it to Africa, give it to the kids there. I was always very big on world vision and fostering a child. I think that's what it was called, fostering. So that was about the age of 7. And then I got into the age of 12 and I wrote a newspaper, little column article thing. And it was about street kid to top lawyer. So basically for most of my childhood, when I reflect on my childhood, I didn't come from a lot. I don't come from a lot. But I always, it's like I always knew my point of privilege. And I always wanted to give more and do more for those. And I always wanted to give more and do more for those that didn't have as much as I did. For those that possibly weren't able to dream in the same way that I was able to dream. Because to me, that is also a privilege, being able to dream of something bigger than yourself, than your current state. All right, so week one. Week one I'm going to call orientation. So let's talk about orientation week. Orientation week at JCU was exciting. It was fun. I learned so much. I was able to organize myself in that week. And, you know, because that, for me, organization and having a bit of a plan, it just feels good. It feels right. I felt as though I was able to create a foundation for the content that I was going to be consuming. And we all know if you're going to build a house, it needs to be on stable foundations. I was able to connect with my cohort, meet new people, and get to know them, as well as mentors, which, oh my God, mentors. Let me tell you, my mentor, hands down, I don't know. Tell me a better mentor, because the one that I have is absolutely phenomenal. She's also the friend that got me into doing my degree. So it's perfect. This is also perfectly orchestrated for me, I feel, on so many levels. Week one of this was going into the content of each subject, reading, learning, getting a bit of a basis and a foundation for each subject, which was super exciting because as I was reading the things and taking on that knowledge, I was able to see that so much of it just resonated with me on a deeper level. And it made sense to me in a way as well, like on a personal level. Which really ignited a kind of excitement for what this semester and this degree in its totality, because if I'm in week two right now and I'm excited the way that I am, I can't imagine what the next 4 years is going to hold. Because the excitement I'm going to feel and what I learn and what I uncover and what I discover, it's very exciting. So as I've gone into week two this week, it's been a lot of solidifying week one's lessons, kind of And I think the solidifying process will be over the next few weeks. But I feel stable. I feel stable. I feel confident. Also, I think in this second week, I'm navigating my peers. I'm navigating my spaces, especially peers. Like, that's so many different personalities, so many different people. It's a lot. And I'm not someone who fully engages heavily with people. So taking on different personalities, different people is, it's definitely a learning curve of what my capacity is, what my limits are, where my boundaries lay. But also knowing that I need to have connection within this to be able to, I guess, fully experience all of this as well. But I guess it's also finding the right connections. Also, just knowing my capacity, learning my capacity. It's a lot. And I know everyone said at the start, yeah, uni is a lot. And I was like, yeah, I know. But feeling it in my body, feeling myself hit capacity, hitting my maximum. And this is only in week two. Like, I'm still getting used to it. So I feel like that window is a lot smaller. But yeah, hitting that maximum, hitting that capacity level, I think is definitely a learning curve in making sure that I take care of myself and I know my limitations. I think that if there was any other point in time, I'm 30 years old now, and I've embarked on this new career, started a degree. Any other point in time, it wouldn't have worked for me. There's no way I would have had the capacity, the mindset, and the maturity to be able to do this, or the level of commitment as well. Absolutely. No way. Not for me. But funnily enough, now is the time, space, and place for it. So I'm super excited about that. I went through my 20s, and my 20s were this beautiful adventure of taste testing so much of life and what it had to offer. I dabbled in so much. I experienced and experimented a lot to eventually get to this place where I am right now, this knowing of, okay, this is it, this is where I am, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm doing for the next 4 years, 5 years. This is for this little chapter in my life. It is committed to doing this. And I feel great about that. I think now, as I come into my 30s, I've just started my 30s as well as a woman of color, I have found great importance in finding my voice, in educating myself in a way to be able to fully express myself, to regain power. Because as they say, knowledge is power. And I have not had this level of knowledge and previously. So for me to be able to gain a new understanding, a new awareness is the most empowering feeling. And I literally say this after 2 weeks of being at uni. So imagine in 6 months' time, in a year's time, imagine when I finish my degree, the level, the version of myself that I'm going to be after all of this. I'm so excited to see. I do think 100% this is exactly where I'm meant to be, and I'm so excited for my growth. And I look forward to seeing where this chapter takes me, because I think it's going to be a beautiful adventure. And let me tell you, like, one of the things that I know that this is exactly right for me is everything in my life, it's all molded together. It all fits in so perfectly with this. And I just 110% know that this is exactly where I'm meant to be, doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing. And I am deeply, deeply grateful for that.